Ukrainian athletes come of age at the Asian Games. Republic of Iran has carved out a glorious name for itself in sporting events in the international arena, with its scintillating performances in a variety of fields that often bring it world titles, especially in wrestling and in weightlifting, as well as moral victories even in defeats in various other games, such as heroic play of its footballers in the recent World Championship in Moscow, where the national bowed out but full honours. As was proven in the Asian Games, it was a memorable sight for spectators in Jakarta to see the Islamic Republic of Iran's flag unfurled frequently along with the singing of the national anthem, as Iranian athletes won a variety of medals and were presented with official mascot of the Games, the rhinoceros. Stay with us for a viewpoint column that appeared in Iran's English language newspaper Kayhan International. The piece is titled Iranian Athletes Come of Age at the Asian Games. Kayhan International wrote, Iranian athletes once again made the country proud with their sparkling performances at the recently concluded Asian Games in the Indonesian capital Jakarta, raking in 20 gold medals, 20 silver medals and 22 bronze medals, with a total tally of 62 medals and standing 6th in the final rankings. They deserve to win more medals, as was clear from their dynamic display in several sporting events at the 18th Asian Games in Jakarta. But unfortunately, certain dubious decisions by referees robbed them of goals of their spirited efforts. Nonetheless, it would be unfair to cry foul over some of the results, and it is human to err. The overall atmosphere was excellent and the games played in a truly sporting spirit, with host Indonesia making all participants feel at home. Iran has been participating in the Asian Games ever since the inaugural events in New Delhi, India in 1951, except for three absences, that is in Manila in 1954, Jakarta in 1962 and Bangkok in 1978. The height of the grassroots movement of the Iranian people to oust the British-installed Pahlavi regime. Incidentally, in 1974, Iran had hosted the 7th Asia Games and, to the utter astonishment of everybody, had finished 2nd in the table of contestants with a total tally of 81 medals. That is 36 gold, 28 silver and 17 bronze medals, compared to a mere 23 medals, 9 gold, 7 silver and 7 bronze at the previous games in Bangkok, Thailand, and a tally of 31 medals. That is 6 gold, 8 silver and 17 bronze at the 1966 Asian Games, also held in Bangkok, the capital of Thailand. Kayhan International wrote further, was it a fluke performance at Tehran in 1974, or were it the petrodollars of the regime in view of the fact that in many of the sporting events in which Iran fielded winning teams, for example in hockey, it had no earlier experience in that particular event, nor did it ever compete in such categories ever after. This is not to distract attention from the caliber, talents and records of world-class Iranian athletes in such sporting events as wrestling, weightlifting and, to a certain extent, football, which they have always dominated not only at the Asian Games but also at the Olympics and other international competitions. The victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979 and establishment of the popular religious system of government was indeed a great boost for Iranian athletes, whose talents gradually became diversified in many other sporting events, including basketball, volleyball, archery, equestrian, canoeing, sprinting, fencing, marksmanship, and boxing. In addition to the new categories at the Asian Games and other international games such as karate, taekwondo, judo, kabaddi, water polo, wushu, etc. Without the least doubt, the 378 athletes that competed in Jakarta this year proved the prowess of Iranian athletes in almost all sporting fields, in which they have steadily excelled, as is evident from their impressive record of the past three Asian Games. 20 gold, 15 silver, 24 bronze, a total of 59 medals, and fourth ranking in the Asian Games at the Guangzhou, China in 2010, followed by 21 gold medals, 18 silver and 18 bronze, with a total of 57 medals and a ranking in fifth place at Incheon Games in South Korea in 2014. According to Kayhan International, the sixth position at Jakarta doesn't mean that the ranking of the Islamic Republic of Iran at the Asian Games is on the decline. No, not in the least bit, as could be gauged by the growing number of teams from new participants, coupled with tough competition and, of course, the inadvertent mistakes of the referees, often in favour of athletes from the host country. Among Muslim countries, Iranian athletes, with women participants clad in Islamic attire and clinching medals in various sporting events, speaks of homegrown talents and the care taken by the country to groom them. The Ministry of Youth and Sports, that was established in 2011 after the National Sports Organization was dissolved, should not sit on past or present laurels, but should devote more efforts to unearth talents through the country in various sporting events, without petty squabbling or partisan attitudes, in order to build a solid foundation of Iranian athletes, both male and female. Islam stresses the importance of sports and maintenance of healthy bodies, as well as sound and sane minds, with emphasis on sporting spirit rather than unfair tactics for winning or feeling psychologically depressed in case of failure. If this injunction is followed, there is no reason why Iran will not improve its rankings at sporting events, of course, in an atmosphere of fair play.